Noah, can you play us a little ditty to bring us into the episode?
A little ditty?
Yeah, just play. Hold on. Play a little, a little excerpt. Wait, hold. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A little excerpt. And you guys check our levels. Make sure we're not.
Drum mic?
I like that.
And here we go into episode 2 of Lunch in the Band Room, where we do not have any lunch this time.
What?
Just that Red Bull.
Yeah.
But we're going to be doing hot takes that these fools did not prepare. I did. And it's actually on my phone. That's recording right now.
Once we get into it.
But I remember it.
I mean, it's going to like stir everything I've like, thought about.
I also asked the audience to give us some hot takes, so we have some to react to as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And I watched Straight Outta Compton last night.
Straight Outta what?
Remember the film? Straight
Outta? No, I know the film.
Yeah.
I worked on that movie.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sick.
Back then. Back in the day.
Huh? You were in that movie?
I set up a table or a chair or two. Perhaps.
Nice.
Probably. Yeah, I think I did.
Crazy. That's awesome.
I don't know. I think
no,
I
did. No, that's sick.
What do you do for work, Marco?
Movie industry. I set up tables and chairs and makeup stations. For talent.
Didn't you set up Chris Pratt's tent one time?
I did recently.
Oh,
recently.
Is that for his Monopoly commercial?
No, it's for a Karate Kid movie.
Oh.
Not the Karate Kid, but a type of Karate
Kid movie. Oh, okay. Wow. He was in a Monopoly commercial. It was so random.
Really?
Yeah, Monopoly Go.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
He was walking around. I was like, Chris Pratt, what are you doing here?
He's come on Chris Pratt in it up?
Yeah, he really is.
Chasing his
bag. The commission check must have been fabulous.
Yeah, it must have been...
That must have been like $20 million up front or something.
For Monopoly Go.
Yes.
That's crazy. So
a cost they will never recoup in like
50
years.
No, they will never make that money back. I'm going to start us off strong with some hot takes.
Let's hear it.
Ooh, see what you guys think. This is from, Bible Camp Survivor. Here we go. Mallet percussion is the hardest set of instruments to get good at or even play decently. Aiden, what do you think?
Hot take, it's actually like the easiest. I started learning other instruments and I'm like, wow, okay, yeah, we got it pretty easy.
We don't use our mouths, so
yeah, you have to rinse out your mouth.
Very, very hard.
This is
very
true.
Difficult.
Yeah, I was about to say the tone like immediately happens for you on something like mallet percussion or piano, which I'm just gonna.
Well, they are saying get good at.
Okay.
Because there is a discussion, but I
but that's
I mean,
a
I don't
whole
agree
variable
with that.
That's immediately
that.
Solved. Like
this
players
true.
On brass and woodwind spend years defining their tone.
Mm-hmm.
This is true.
You know, there's certain ways that instruments kind of function. Like trombone's easy to learn, but really difficult to master.
Yes. One okay. That's things. A better example. That's a better example.
Yeah. Which that's not a hot take. I
so
think
with our so with this hot take, we would say that is a pretty hot take because.
That
we
is
do
like,
not agree.
That burned the oven like the moment it went in there.
Yeah, we do not agree with that take, but thank you, Bible
that
Camp
That was a nuclear
Survivor.
Bomb.
Thank you.
Speaking of saxophones,
oh.
E17176 says, had Adolf Sax not been blacklisted, the sax would have succeeded in orchestral music.
Thanks.
I don't know anything about that context. I was
Well, the guy who invented the saxophone, no one liked him. Like, no one, everyone hated him.
For
which
what?
They're saying... I don't know if he's a fun guy. I mean,
he's probably right then. I mean, the principle of association is real, and like people do. I mean, people's reputation matters, you know.
But that's this deep. Is a larger conversation. Is the reason it's not classical music just because they didn't like him and he was like ostracized, or is the reason like because the freaking sound doesn't sound very good in a orchestra?
Yeah, they probably didn't. They could have not had the person make a super orchestral sound at the time, you know? I mean...
He was just honking.
Yeah.
He was ripping solos. They're like, get
playing
this
licks.
Guy out of here.
That's
get
probably
this.
What it was.
No, Adolf was just... He,
the coolest
he's
guy
just
in the
check
room.
This out,
yeah, yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
I called the Mixolydian scale.
He was a hard jazz bro, and they hated him so much. And then he turned and created jazz. No, I'm just kidding. Adolf Sax did not create jazz.
Unless. Yeah. That's a crazy name. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Are the wheels turning, or should I just keep going on these?
Keep going.
That's
pretty good.
I'll keep going. This one, this feels like a pretty hot take. Toaster on top one, jazz is better than any style. And then they weirdly included specifically Latin rock.
What do we have against Latin rock? That's
Huh?
That's awful.
What?
That one actually is great.
Immediately the take is just invalidated. Yeah, yeah. Jazz is amazing, especially better than Latin
especially
rock. They, screw Latin rock.
What is That's wrong like a with huge you? General statement, and then they're like, except for this stupid genre.
Yeah, wow. This is like a battle between friends. It's like Latin rock is better than jazz, or jazz is better than Latin rock.
They're throwing that in there so they could, like, once this comes out, they're going to, like, send this episode to their friend. They're like, see? They think it's not. They think it's better than Latin
rock. What did Latin rock do to him?
I don't even know.
I do have a good hot take.
Latin rock. Okay, keep it, keep it.
I will store keep it.
Ooh, honestly, I haven't really heard Latin rock. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I would assume it's pretty cool.
Well, I'm curious now.
It's very like, just percussion
I mean, let's look
heavy.
Up some.
It's like percussion heavy.
But like
Latin.
Hang on.
But like
Latin jazz, but rockier.
I'm doing it.
But like,
oh,
like, think of Latin
really?
Jazz.
Latin,
yeah,
rock
like,
elements are in it?
No, no, no. But like in terms of rock elements, are we speaking like compositionally or like electric guitars? Like they're just like brah, 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 brah,
I like think
Latin
like both.
Did you look up Latin rock? I'm you got played in the speaker though, because no one's gonna hear it. I don't know if you've picked a good example.
This
is the very first song on Latin rock.
Spotify doesn't know anything about anything.
That is completely fair.
Hot take, Spotify.
All,
sucks.
How about
Spotify
this? We review Latin rock mix on the next episode, and we get suggestions from our viewers.
Of the Latin rock? What?
I guess.
Put your favorite Latin rock
but
song
yeah,
in the
drop your favorite
Someone out there is like, no, you should have done this album, which I'm totally down to hear. So.
That's fair. That's fair. Okay.
I can't make a good judgment on that.
Well, then we'll just... We won't talk about Latin rock then.
We'll put a pin in that jazz statement.
We'll leave Latin rock alone. But so somebody dropped their favorite Latin rock song that we can be educated by for next episode. But in terms of jazz is better than any style, I don't know if I agree.
What's your
that.
Favorite style? To play or just listen to?
I gotta think about that.
What's your favorite style you like to play or listen to?
Because there's a difference between play and listen to.
I think it's hard what he means by better. Because like better can mean like more musical, or better can mean just more fun to listen to. Or there's so many ways that you can interpret that statement. So it's hard to really say something on that, you know? That just feels like a bait statement. It feels like...
Yeah, but that's what they're trying to... That's the point of it.
Kind
of,
yeah.
So like answer it as if he's like, jazz is superior... In listening and playing to any.
That's a very easy answer. No.
Yeah, no. This is definitely a jazz bro.
I'm giving him the benefit
this.
Of the doubt, assuming that there's finesse behind the statement. But if that's just at face value, he's just wrong.
He's got an ulterior motive for
he
sure.
Definitely.
Based off the Latin rock statement as well.
Yeah.
But
I did something wrong to
yeah,
him.
Someone heard him. Someone heard him for sure. But yeah, no, I don't think jazz is... You know, better than every style. No. I don't know. But
it's
like,
up there.
No, no, of course. Jazz is great. And jazz is like super influential and shapes tons of styles. But in terms of like, this feels like it's coming from like a jazz purist. Like,
yeah.
If it's not Jacob Collier level of like
yeah,
complexity,
no, yeah.
It's like, it's nothing.
Ooh,
and I don't
man.
Agree with that statement. What do you think, Aiden?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, he's fair.
There's plenty of other genres that
yeah.
that are likable.
And there's
you know?
So many genres.
Yeah, of course.
How about
music
this? Go to the most selling, the top selling albums ever. Take a shot for every album that's not jazz.
I'm not making it past 40.
You're going to get to like 50. You just be like, bro, where's the jazz?
Well, but jazz did used to be, but jazz used to be bigger. In the country.
Different times.
So, like, if we were looking...
In the 20s,
30s, 40s, like, some of the top-selling albums were jazz albums.
Yeah.
But like, in our state
right
now...
There's 80 years in between that. So
huh?
We got 80 years of leeway time
now, that's
where there's
true.
The Beatles, Michael Jackson, and, like...
Actually, 100 years in between
yeah.
that time.
Wow.
I guess.
Yeah, no. So, I think right now...
I was being generous because of the 40s.
We're old,
we're
and it was
old.
100 years ago.
Yeah. We're 100 years old.
Okay. Say that.
Maybe you are.
Deep into the mic.
My bad.
We're 100 years old.
yeah, but I mean, how are the cameras doing? Are they doing good?
Yeah.
How pretty
great.
I look.
Just make sure they're all on. Yeah?
We've probably
great.
Said as much as we can say
Thank
on
you.
This take, I think.
Yeah.
Lion Bros Sarah. Hates jazz.
Lion
Confirmed.
No. Oh, well, Noah, Cole Kirby says trombones carry the brass section.
Ooh.
Well, he has a mic.
Well, he needs more.
Talk
to the people.
More.
Ooh.
Man, just... You're kind of right, low-key. I think you need the mid to low end. I think
just making sure it works.
We're definitely one. I don't know if one can really exist without the other, but I think the difference is more noticeable if you have a brass section of only trumpets and tuba than if you have a brass section of only like trombones and tuba, you know.
I think
you lose a little bit more on the other side. Maybe that's just because I like middle to lower pitches better sometimes, but he's cooking up something with that.
They're definitely in between. Definitely very, like, because I think you got like bass trombone, which can like kind of substitute for tuba, and you got like some trombones that are playing very high.
Yeah,
and alto trombone. So I think because it's in the middle, there is room to like make up for other instruments.
He said
I think we
jazz.
Can get a richer sound.
He said in jazz specific. Oh.
Oh, he said in jazz.
Don't look at those. Don't cheat, oh. Aiden. Don't look at the other
okay,
one.
I was like, why would you remove context? I was like, no.
He said
why
in
did
general,
the trombones carry the brass takes?
Section? No, he's on to something.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we would say, I would say, yeah, I could agree with that. I don't think that's a crazy hot take.
Pretty normal.
That's a little spicy.
Pretty lukewarm.
That's a little spicy.
Depends if you're a brass player. As three
you tell that to a horn
players.
Player, they're going to get really mad. But
well, sucks to suck. I mean, sorry, horns.
Moving on.
In jazz. Another trombone take. Yeah, no. Noah's being represented here.
I guess so.
In jazz, trombone solos are just straight up better than alto or tenor sax solos. Wait, hold your mic lower so we can see your face.
When we meet that again?
I love this guy.
I mean, it's a different guy. Oh, this is C.Y. Rush, 375.
Trombone is really pretty to listen to for solos.
It is very beautiful.
I like
it. I would agree.
I agree with that.
I think,
truthfully.
I think from where this statement's trying to come from, it's so easy in an alto and tenor solo to just play a whole bunch of notes.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Trombone, you kind of can't. Well, I guess you can, but you destroy yourself trying to do it.
Yeah.
And the
as he looks
so much more
lovingly at his trombone.
Yeah.
He's itching.
He's like, I gotta play.
No, I'm just thinking about some good memories, I guess. Good jazz solos.
I've seen this guy do.
You've done a handful of really good jazz solos?
Yes. No, sometimes I like hit a solo
like a montage.
Oh, wait.
You ever hear this guy play trombone?
Oh, no. I love it every time.
No, sometimes real time whenever soloing, like my brain conscious will just be like, oh, that was nasty. You're crazy. Or something like that.
Are you thinking that to yourself or to the trombone?
to myself.
You're kind of personifying the trombone, right? You're like, look at all our memories together.
Dude, that's what it feels like sometimes.
That's fair. I think as a saxophone player, I don't really enjoy soloing, so I think I'm already leaning this direction anyways. I think having, like, you can't just shred notes as easily, so I think it forces you to probably think of maybe some better melodic ideas.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to stick to a listener better. It's like, it is very technically impressive to be able to do the shredding notes.
Of course. I can't shred like that.
But the point of a solo is for the listener at the end of the day. So, like, yeah.
But what's that one quote where he's like, it's for the listener, but the first listener is yourself? You know?
Yeah.
That's like you're talking about with liking your solos, you know? Like, we're the first listener of our music.
Yeah, you're going to be your most honest critic.
This is true. And sometimes not in a good way.
That guy's also cooking. I like that guy.
Hey, stop looking, bro.
No, I'm saying that guy's also cooking.
Oh, I thought you were looking ahead at our other
no,
takes.
No.
At our other takes.
Your mic is very low.
Really?
Yes. You need to talk more into it.
Let me turn it up like that. Is that good?
Yeah. Now you're
if I keep it around here?
Yeah.
Like you can hear me?
Yeah.
Cool. Is everybody else's levels good?
Yeah.
Noah's not maxing out?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's
well,
good
let
now.
Me play a little.
You can turn me down or whatever.
You can hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
We're good.
Okay. Yeah, if we max out, just go ahead and like take a little peek at it. Okay, we got another one. This is not a hot take. This is just straight up truth. It's not spit, it's condensation. This is true.
Yeah, that's
That's exactly what it is. Am I going to drink it? No. No one's going to do that, but it's not spit all the time. For
there's
you guys, maybe it is.
There.
For brass, I think it is
a little bit more. There's a little bit. I'm going to be straight up honest. There's at least 5% spit.
No. Yeah, there is like a percentage of spit. But if someone's like, oh my gosh, you produce that much spit as you're emptying out, it's like,
Yeah, no, that's...
It's not all spit, especially for woodwinds. Like, for you...
I forgot about woodwinds entirely.
For you, you are, like, actively spitting into your brass instrument. So, like, yes. That's all you're doing. You're just spitting. Like, you are spitting into your... while you're solo and while you just play anything, you're just spitting.
That's facts.
Yeah.
But, like, for woodwinds, it's, like, usually the amount of space is often a good indicator of, like, a good, like, warm, like, your air, the quality of your air. So if you're, like, having to empty your berry sacks or stuff, you're like, yes, because you're using, like, good, like, warm air, like, deep from your diaphragm, like, everywhere. Yeah. You know.
We got to get some percussion takes.
I know. Clearly,
it's pretty good.
I mean, I got, here, wait, let's see.
Dude, you're caked up with the takes. What the heck?
Yeah, bro. No, I'm not. This is our wonderful, wonderful audience who's listening.
I didn't realize we had that much.
The people.
Every now and then I forget about our fans.
Let's see. Wow.
That's how dare you.
No.
That's the hottest take of the episode.
I don't like forget.
Everybody just clicked off.
I mean, I live a normal life. Like...
He's not one for
the fame. I don't often think about, like, hey, there's people that just enjoy what we do, you know?
It is a bit surreal.
It is pretty crazy.
It's not supposed to be like, screw the fans. It's supposed to be like a humble experience, like, oh, I have fans, technically.
People care. Yeah. Thank you for caring.
Yeah. No, it is cool every time someone, like, responds.
Thank
it was applause. Yay. He played applause on the sound, sound effect. No, it is cool. And, I mean, Noah, out of all of us, is the one most, like, likely to not remember that because he's very adamant about me not tagging his Instagram. So if you're always wondering why Noah's never tagged and why the bio is all of our Instagrams and Noah in plain text, that's why. But that's why this take is coming from you, because Noah likes to lead a secret life.
That's going to have to change soon. But, like...
What?
You're branding
now?
Well,
I mean... Are you going to brand? I'm going to be a freelance musician. Like, I can't just refuse credit at some point. But I would have to... I'm going to need to create, like, a real public music account. I had one at one point.
What about Trombone Guy LB?
I'm just going to delete that.
With your blue hair?
No. The blue hair thing needs to die. That never looked good. I'm so sorry. We're going to start from scratch.
That's fair.
Especially since I was more of a trombone player than... I wanna start something like composer, trombone player, freelance musician, something more professional.
That's a long username, but, like, we'll work on it.
That's perfect.
I wasn't the username, dummy.
Composer, trombone, blah, 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 blah. But so then we'll do that soon so we can start tagging it.
Yeah.
It just looks like three people every time, and then except Charles, four people. Someone did shout out Charles. I don't have a hot take. I just love Lion Bros. Shout out to Charles.
Shout out Charles.
I'll shout out Charles.
He's going to come later. He's coming in like an hour.
Unless he's hiding
from
in that
Holiday Spectacular.
Right now.
He handed
That's today.
Aiden. Yeah.
Oh.
Dude. Oh. All the school breaks are so much like pushed further this year since like Christmas is at a weird point. So
it's
like,
at such a weird point.
The last day of school, I think for them, is like the 21st or something, which is so close to Christmas.
That's crazy.
That's brutal, bro.
Something like that.
That's brutal. Unlucky. Yeah, we got no percussion, but hey.
Hey, I mean, the mallet one was pretty spicy.
That's true.
Pretty good.
We did have mallets.
Do you want to flame into that one a little bit more?
No, I'm okay.
I'm kidding.
Well, no, what was the one that came up in your mind that we can...
Ooh, so this is a great story. And so I had like last semester when I had a roommate, his brother was over, and they're like primarily classical musicians. And so
night,
I'm like, yeah.
Definitely. Both of them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Absolutely. Okay. And so you definitely know what I'm talking about.
Well,
and
obviously,
so they're definitely like, they just start getting into thing. I'm like playing Smash, and they start being like, dude, classical music is just like the best genre of music. It's so hard. It's so impressive. I just can't believe they do this stuff. Like, they're giving the full, like, glazing treatment. They're just all of that. And it was like, I was in a weird mood that day, to be completely honest. So I'm like, I literally thought in my head, I don't think that's true. And normally I wouldn't care, because why would you bother caring? But I'm like, I wonder how far I can take this argument.
Did you?
And so I literally started, here's my hot take. I do think that jazz is harder. I think, okay, this is going to be a really upfront statement, and I'm going to explain my reasoning. I think jazz is harder than classical music. Because they're kind of both hard in their own ways, but think about what makes a good... Think about what makes a good jazz musician. A good jazz musician should always be ready to solo. I'm just going to lay that out there.
And so, I got a hot take for you coming up then.
Sweet. I mean,
no, keep going.
The
keep
optimal
going.
Jazz musician keep should going, be ready going. To play a great solo. And what happens when you solo in jazz, as opposed to performing classical music, if you perform classical music, there's a predetermined practice regimen and then a very specific outcome. Jazz, you need to understand the tools you're working with and create something that is at least somewhat like similar to something like someone shouldn't think that a classical result is better than a jazz result because, oh, the jazz person was just creating it real time. You have to create a sensational performance for both. And so I think it's harder to create a sensational performance in jazz than it is for something in classical because you're always preparing for something classical wise. You can prepare for it ahead of time. It's predetermined. You know exactly what's going to happen and you're set there and you are able to make it happen. But in jazz, things are happening all the time. Like the whole way you need to give a sensational performance changes the more you play like the tune or the song or the chart. Like, I just think it's harder to have to understand the tools and building blocks of music than it is to like predeterminedly practice something and then play it.
I mean, that exists in jazz outside of just solos. Like, take out, say there's no solos in a song.
Yeah.
It's all written on ink. Practically is the same as classical. If we're talking about preparing something.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. We're just talking about improving, but take improving out of it. If you're talking about the genre of jazz and the genre of classical music in terms of like...
But the genre of jazz is so intertwined with soloing because... We're thinking about big band right now, probably,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's only a portion of jazz. Think about combos.
Okay, well, there's tons quartets of jazz combos for groups, classical quartets.
Quintets, sextets, like all these combo groups that in real time.
Well, I'm talking about classical, but I mean like woodwind quartet or something like that.
Oh, you're talking about classical? I thought you were just...
You were just naming numbers, but yeah.
No, I was naming... I thought we were talking about big bands and jazz where it's like, oh, but you're still preparing for the same thing as a big band chart, which that's kind of like true, but... In classical music, there's never that element of spontaneity at all. But in jazz, there is. That's just a factor that I think is harder to master than something where you can always prepare for it.
You're thinking.
It's kind of hard to think about and like really digest fully. Like, I argued with them about it for 3 hours since I had nothing
better
to do.
3 hours?
Oh, and I whittled one of them down from... At start, he was like, yeah, no, classical is definitely harder than jazz. And at the end, he was just like, you know, I just think there's things that we don't understand about both of them. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I've at least made him think about it. And then the other guy, I talked for an hour and a half, and he just, I don't think he understood my point. Or maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but he just was unwilling to accept it.
He probably just wanted to keep arguing with you two for fun.
Maybe so.
To be fair, you said, how far can I make this go? So you were also doing the same thing.
I was being an instigator for sure.
Well, I think I hear what you're talking about. I think there's comparisons on all sides, but there's also like many key differences where like I think some of the mastery of classical music is like watching a conductor, whereas like a conductor really doesn't matter like at all.
Conducting shouldn't really be in jazz, period.
They just show up for the end and they announce the songs. At least in school, big bands, but it's often a band leader. That's why like you don't have like a dedicated, unless it's a teacher of an ensemble,
So back to the, if we're talking about the other jazz thing, what he said, jazz is better than the other genres. I wondered if this was something that he meant about where jazz is like almost feels more holistically musical in a sense, but that's also a very deep rabbit hole.
Well, personally, I think that's easy to say as a very talented improv musician.
Why, thank you.
It's easy to favor that side of it, but as someone who really prefers the act of, I guess, creation before playing, I prefer writing as opposed to in the moment.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily be like, oh, this is like the prime example of like what music should be.
I mean,
or the most beautiful like expression of art. I wouldn't agree with that. Yeah, as someone who would rather craft a solo and pre-write it / like solis. Like I prefer that.
Mm-hmm. But if we go on to that point too, are you saying it's harder? Like, to do it like a solo, because of course, if you prefer to do the predetermined type thing, which is amazing, of course, as well, it feels like you're acknowledging a certain level of difficulty to creating a improvisational solo too.
I didn't say it wasn't difficult. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's easy to favor that side when you're good at improv. But as someone who's not good at improv,
I guess so.
Ignore the whole
musical thing. I don't know if I really agree with that. Like, I kind of said it as not a logical extension, but a possible extension of what the other take was kind of saying. I wondered if that was the rabbit trail he was going down. But I think it's just, I think he just has a vendetta versus Latin rock.
Yeah, no, that guy hates Latin rock, clearly. But
yeah. My main point was really about one being jazz being harder than classical.
Yeah, in a more intuitive sense. I don't know if I entirely agree with that. I think there are still things that, technically speaking, as a player, like proficiency-wise, there are still things that exist in classical music that don't exist in any other genre. That, like, if we're talking about, like, nitty-gritty, like things that, like there are certain, like, annotations and stuff that you have to do in classical that only exist there.
Do you mean, like, articulations?
Not even just articulations. I'm saying, like styles of playing and like for string players and things that are written, and like there are things that are technically
more
proficient.
Well, I can definitely tell you there's no string techniques in jazz, so that's a separation.
But there can be in jazz orchestras.
Like style and articulation still exist very heavily in jazz as much as classical music too.
But there were classical composers just like doing whatever they wanted to, so they were creating like really difficult things that like I don't think exist in jazz, in terms of things that are like unnecessarily complicated, that these people recreating these like hundreds of years old, like really old music have to like recreate now and learn how to do. But if you asked a jazz musician, can you play this piece that's like unnecessarily hard? I'm not saying it should be that hard, but I think there's still a skill in being able to do that now.
Oh, of course there is.
As a musician.
I'm not saying it doesn't take skill.
That's not less difficult than just being a jazz musician.
Yeah, there's definitely stuff that is unnecessarily hard in classical music. I think the point I was saying is that like there's definitely a part of classical repertoire and like practice that isn't super present in jazz, or most likely isn't. But to kind of round off the whole point too, I think I told another one of my friends about this conversation ahead, and they also added, I think it'd also be very much more noticeable if you put a bunch of classical players and told them to read the jazz chart instead of if you put a bunch of jazz players and told them to read a classical thing. I think the notice is more differentiable.
Oh, gosh.
The difference is more noticeable.
I disagree.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I disagree. I think the complexity that you're reading in, if we're talking about big band, or even if you're just reading like real book, you know, charts, it like classical music can be so technically hard. Mm-hmm. So to be like, oh, jazz musicians could sight read that way better than classical musicians could play jazz.
Of course, that I'm saying the difference in like style and just like how the music comes together would be more noticeable.
But there's a classical style too.
Yeah,
I know. So I'm saying,
but almost everyone kind of starts at that point, I guess.
Yeah.
It feels like we're getting too in the weeds, but that's one of my takes.
I don't even really like classical music, but I'm fighting for you guys. Don't worry.
That was pretty hot. That was a hot take.
Yeah.
That was steamy.
You know what? Play a little short excerpt for us to get us into a next section. Keep going with that.
Hey, kids.
There we go.
Oh.
Perfect. Don't.
Yippee.
So, our next hot take. This is something we all remember.
Yeah.
Bibbers, okay? Hold on.
What?
My hot take. You remember Bibbers?
No.
That was the pants that we wore.
Oh,
marching band Bibbers.
I don't remember, but now we do.
Not at all.
I don't know the names.
There were two things for our marching band outfit. They're like overalls.
Yeah, I envisioned it, but I've never not once heard that term in my life.
Honestly,
they're
yeah.
called bibbers.
I've never heard anybody say bibbers.
You serious?
I don't think I heard anybody. Because I would just... Yeah.
You guys have?
That's what they're called.
Because I would just put it on.
What do they call them? Overalls?
No, they're called bibbers.
Yeah.
I just... Everybody would be like, that's your uniform. Put on your uniform.
Yeah, I would just heard
uniform.
Well,
those people are boring. Okay, put it in chat if you agree, bibbers or nah. I think...
That's wild.
My hot take, bibbers, if you remember, you guys remember what it felt like to wear them, right?
They're comfy.
Low key, comfiest pants I've ever
worn.
They
are pretty comfy. I agree.
I think those maybe, if I could wear Bibbers in everyday life and it didn't look weird, I would do it.
Okay. That's where
that's
I disagree with you.
Overalls.
I was wrong. No. No, hold on. Hold on.
Until that point, hold on. Like, no.
No, if there is a socially acceptable way that not was not that. Overalls, I don't not even want, that. I don't want to wear denim. I'm talking about like, just like.
That material.
I felt so snug.
Mm. What about marching in them though? Were you comfortable marching?
Yeah.
I mean, I agree. Eh. It's definitely comfortable for what it is. Eh. Like,
well, I don't
my
know.
First time putting on that uniform, I was like, oh gosh, it's going to be so uncomfortable. And I put it on, I was like, actually, this is perfectly fine. I'm fine with this.
I mean, but maybe I would just never, had a good fitting one.
There's no reason that I would ever be like, I'm going to wear this today. There's no reason I'd ever do that. Even
listen,
if,
I'm
even
not going to wear Bibbers out in the wild. That's not what I'm saying.
What's stopping you?
Nothing. A lot of things. A lot of things.
I think a good compromise would be overalls.
I disagree. Okay. I'm not strong enough to take that step. But, I mean, what did you think about Bibbers, Hayden?
Me? Oh, yeah. They're comfortable? Yeah.
Right?
I used to wear, like, suspenders, honestly, but, you know.
Under the Bibbers?
No.
Oh, I was like, that's great.
There was a phase of my life dipping. Where I liked to wear suspenders on that's my true. Pants.
You used to have, wait.
But they were comfortable, not.
The ones that kept, like, your shirt tucked.
Yeah.
And it was like. Where was that connected to? The other half of that, like, suspender.
What do you mean?
Like, to your socks, right? Or, like, there's
what?
Something
socks?
That, like...
Isn't it to your pants?
Remember? It was something that, like, kept... Like, you could, like, pull your pants and it would, like, pull your shirt back down.
Oh, those are called garters. Those are called shirt tail garters.
Yeah, but, like, where was that connected else. To?
My socks.
That's what I said!
That's different. It's like reverse suspenders.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You were, like, really in the suspender game.
I was, yeah. I don't know what...
Yeah, you swagged out.
You were swagging out with the suspender. You told me, like, every trip we were on, you're like, bro, look at my really cool thing that pulls my shirt. And then you show me. That's why it's so in my brain.
I don't know where they are anymore.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Garters. Reverse overalls. What about you, Marco? Bibbers or nah?
They are comfy.
Right?
Yeah. I didn't mind them. It felt nice. Held everything there.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like... You just, like, simplify. It was like, oh, like, kind of like your shirt and your pants at one time.
The jacket, though, uncomfortable.
The
Bibbers, nice.
I mean, I felt pretty swaggy. I don't know how many people would agree with that, but I felt pretty swaggy.
Ours were nice.
Yeah, ours were nice. Yeah. Our red. Yeah, those were pretty cool.
Every now and then you got, like, a bad jacket, I think. Every now and then you had one with, like, stray threads in the cuffs and would, like, itch your wrists or something.
They
were
pretty thick.
Yeah.
But on cold nights, they were nice.
Yeah.
Knowing I was, like... Bibbers on, jacket on, and you were like, I'm locked in.
Well, and the gloves, too.
We in Drumline, we had the, what was the cuffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, cuffs. So we got the things to hold it back, so it was even more comfy. So we had, we didn't have to deal with the, yeah.
Like a giant,
I mean, that makes sense.
You remember
so
that?
Sick.
It was a big white, like,
I guess
sock
that makes sense.
Things.
You don't want, like, a sleeve flying up whenever you're, like.
Or get your stick in the sleeve. Yeah.
That helped a lot. That was
interesting.
Nice.
Oh, so that was like really locking you in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you have to get them like tailored to get?
No, they were just like a one size like sock looking.
It's like
thing.
A sweatband.
No, I mean like your jacket. Your jacket. Mm-hmm. Did it have to be shorter? Or they just like.
No, they were saying that's why we had the cuff. Yeah.
I don't think I ever like clocked that, but I remember you guys having like something different.
Yeah.
I definitely never recognized that.
That's what we had.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Very snug.
Back in
very
my day.
Very snug. Back in my day.
Back in our day.
Now, you couldn't wear those out in public with your overalls.
Yeah, you could.
What's stopping you?
That's like a workout.
I know. They're like workout bands. Outfits.
What if you use John Cena, the sweatbands?
The green.
Yeah. That's what he
that's what
like.
He wears. That's what his Fortnite skin wears.
No way.
Yeah.
That's it?
No. Refund. I'm refunding. Well.
Hot take.
What else we got? We got... Someone just dropped like a title of a song. Two people did
what's
that actually.
Maybe they
Plaza de Torta.
Doesn't ring a bell.
I don't know what it
Latin
is.
Rock.
Womp. Must be Latin rock.
That's got
maybe
be
that
Latin
was the suggestion.
Rock.
They
Wait,
knew we
okay,
needed a suggestion.
Find that?
Yeah, look it up.
Plaza.
For our people listening in and not watching the video. Is that small one still going?
You said
Torta?
Yeah.
Plaza de Torda.
Torda.
It's not showing up on Spotify. I'm getting a lot of Plaza de Toro, but
what if it's just their own song that they're like gonna write?
I guess you could use. I guess you can use this as a way to promote your own stuff.
Yeah, I mean that would be kind of funny.
Yeah. Check out my new hit single, guys.
Yeah, check it out.
Peep this.
Peep this. Oh, well, I did want to point out that on quite a bit of our videos, we have people commenting, oh, I didn't know Tom Holland played trombone. So if you want to just keep that with you.
What?
Tuck that away.
What videos?
Quite a lot of them.
Really?
Where?
Yeah.
I've seen like
5 or 6 comments
I've
say
seen
that.
A lot of...
It's either Instagram
wow,
and
these
YouTube.
These kids hit puberty. I've seen a
That's
lot
true.
Of that.
That's
no,
true.
I've seen everybody say you aged well.
Yeah.
Everybody says you're very
like
beautiful.
Fine.
I've seen a lot of ones that are like, wow, this guy's
about?
Cute.
You're just making up
I'm
stuff
not lying.
Now. Where are you seeing
There's comments that say like, Noah's cute.
Yeah, right. Did you put these comments?
Maybe. But I know there's other people.
You're saving them for yourself.
No, I've seen like the Lime Bros versus puberty type thing.
No,
like,
I've seen
a lot of
it
that.
Hit him like a truck. And I'm like, well, that was 5 years ago. So yes, it
yes,
would
it
definitely
did.
Hit
every,
us like a truck.
You know how many times I get like from random friends, like in my production techniques group chat, someone Aww. Just posted a screenshot of Lime Bros. And it's like, man. I didn't know you were in this, Noah. And,
Tiny
like,
Noah.
Yeah, and it was totally tiny me, and I'm like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, and?
And?
No, that was, yeah.
Those were times.
Yeah, but wow. just, so they also compared you to some guy from Criminal Minds? There was some actor they were also comparing you to.
Right.
And then someone said, I mean, people say I look like this, the guy in the wheelchair in Glee.
Oh, what's his name?
Do you watch him?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Huh.
I see it. I mean.
I see it a little. It's just because of glasses.
Yeah. Let's just.
Now I hear it in their headphones. You hear it,
yeah. That's like what I get. Noah's like Tom Holland, and they're like, you look like that guy from Glee.
I'll totally like, take Tom Holland,
that's
man. I'm honored, I guess.
Okay. Thought I'd share that since
appreciate
know,
it.
Noah forgets about the fans, so he definitely doesn't read the comments.
Womp, womp.
I actually womp, womp. Do read. I read the comments on like the first day.
Yeah.
Like I see what like the first comments that are likely to blow up is. And I always leave one of my own.
Now you know.
We read comments.
Comment on the first day if you want
yeah,
Noah to
if
see
you,
your
if
comments.
You comment, if you comment within like the first 6 hours, I'll probably read it.
Well, there you go. And Noah, what's your YouTube handle?
I think
Twilight
I just,
Thief.
I think I changed it.
It's
back
Twilight
to
Thief.
No,
oh,
it's
did
not.
You?
Yeah, no, I definitely. Well, I mean,
because you were like,
I'm not making content anymore, so like.
No, I know. Were you?
Yeah, it's Noah Simpson. I think my original at is still like Twilight Thief. 98,
I'm pulling up some comments to see if I find anything
comments?
Good.
Find anything good?
Actually, yeah. No, I've definitely left a comment on like every single video recently.
But it's funny because it's like an unmarked, like no profile picture. It's like Twilight
yeah, yeah,
Thief 76,
yeah.
And they're like,
yeah, nobody's gonna know.
This was so funny recording this.
I honestly kind of like that. No, everyone's gonna.
It is.
Remember
mysterious.
Those people
gonna
that
think
would always
crazy.
Assume that they went to high school with us and stuff? Where it's like, oh, I know these kids at our school, and it's like a totally fake
yeah, it's
school.
Like, yeah, yeah.
People
so,
are
like,
gonna assume that like,
Valley
I'm fake,
Vista,
even though
like
I'm
all
real.
These random
hey,
schools.
I got 6 likes.
Hey!
Actually, I guess my
how can you
Twilight
forget
Thief
about
still.
Those fans,
yeah.
Noah?
I don't forget. I don't forget was the wrong word. I don't always think
okay,
about
okay,
them.
Okay.
I was gonna say we should look at these comments, but you've replied to like all of them already.
Yeah, I
no,
do.
Yeah.
No, I saved
he
goes some of them.
Four replies.
Four replies.
Oh, oh makes, I replied to that
from DSEC V. What makes Aiden so stunningly?
Oh, that's what. That's why I was confused. They're like
the
they're,
suspenders.
No, it's because her username is
that's you
has stunningly on it. No, that I think that's why.
Yo,
that's why
that got a million views.
Which one?
The drummer metronome one.
Yeah,
really?
Dude. Oh, no, did it hit a million?
When the drummer is the only one with the metronome in their ears.
Yeah, when the
oh,
drummer
yeah,
hogs
pretty
the
good.
Metronome. Aiden, did you see
really
that?
Unfortunate.
I did.
It all of a sudden blew up, and I was like, oh hey.
Isn't this the first time too we hit 253?
I think so.
We were only at 252 for the longest
hey,
time.
I'm down.
We're up.
Oh, we got like 600 new subscribers
videos?
In the past. Well, because there's a lot of shorts, but
oh, shorts count. Okay.
I mean, we've done probably.
That's
50
I
long.
Probably scrolled past 50. Yeah. That's,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's insane.
Let's go.
Anyways, any next hot takes for us, or any hot takes that you guys are cooking up?
Hmm. What are you guys thinking in that head of yours? In that Santa head of yours?
It's very comfy. It's
oh,
cozy.
Good.
Somebody's asking us to get the talk to a girl on the podcast.
They did not.
Mm. Another one.
Did
saying,
I answer?
There's that's so just, many. Yes, you've replied to three of
I
them talking
to,
about
I
talk
to
No. I need to know what goes through these people's heads. It's like, can you get the talk to a girl? And I'm like,
How, oh, I think someone someone did say, "Is this going to be the next Talk Tua?" And I was like, "Gosh, I hope so."
Larry Chops, is this the new Talk Tua? Thank you, Larry.
No, some of these I'd be getting like crazy, like dry humor, which is just funny.
Thanks, guys.
I just have a blast there. Someone was like, "Well, they were like, should I try this?" And I was like, "Don't." I was
like, you were just very honest. Like it's the Wendy's Twitter, you ever seen that?
No, you know I do. Some of those are fake, but the Wendy's Twitter is pretty. I'm trying to see if there's anything. Fake, yeah. I mean, there's like Marco or Nor.
My bad. Wait, your handle's Twilight Thief 981.
That's what I said.
I don't know why it put the numbers there, but I guess it's there.
Because somebody probably already has Twilight Thief.
I don't remember. I don't remember using 98. It wouldn't have been those numbers either, but
they're probably auto-generated.
Is this the new Talk Tua? Oh gosh, I hope so. There we go. Oh, I said, how did you guess our episode 3 guest? Get the Talk Tua girl as a guest on your podcast.
Wow, amazing. Oh, tell Felix to come back.
That's the same person every time, by the way.
Really?
Because they misspell it every time.
I have seen that on
That is the
videos.
Same person. Every time, dude. They're like, oh gosh, I hope Felix is doing okay. And I'm like,
I mean, he is doing okay.
He's doing great.
I did see him when we went to New York. That was.
Oh yeah, how was that?
Oh,
tell
that
the pod
so
about
awesome.
That.
We went to a jazz club. Ooh. It was actually like the sickest thing ever. We like hit up a New York pizza joint and then we went to the jazz club. That was just an experience of all time. That was so fun. Like,
did you stay to jam?
I did not stay the jam. Felix did stay. I still have to ask him about that. He said he was going to stay the jam and he was going to try and sing. And I was like, oh?
At like 12:30 a.m.
Oh, this
stayed at a jazz club.
It might have been 1. And I was like, the subway at 1 a.m. does not look too friendly either. So I better get back home. But he was like
he
so down.
To, I know.
Yeah.
We gotta get word on how that jam went.
Yeah.
Because I said, dude. No, you should have stayed and
he's
videoed
honestly,
it.
That would have been
no.
Cool.
Nathaniel, like... Mom would have killed me if I was out that late.
No, that's true. Nah, but if you videoed it, oh,
like
I already
stayed for this.
Did you see the vibe guy that I posted?
Oh, yeah.
Well, on Instagram?
Did? Yeah.
He was just on the streets of New York, full vibraphone, ripping. Four mallet,
no,
just
cool.
Ripping.
Wow. Yeah,
pull it up so Aiden can see it. Okay. We'll get a live reaction. Play it into your drum mic. But it was crazy. I was like, I heard him from a distance. I was like, no way this man is ripping on this vibraphone. No sheet music. He was just doing whatever he wanted.
I have no service.
Oh.
Yikes.
Oh.
How are the levels doing? They're doing good?
Come on, T-Mobile.
Good.
Yeah. You sound good.
Great.
You sound good.
Phew. I was like fighting demons trying to edit last episode's podcast. I'm like cutting out Noah's whole thing. I'm using camera audio for just Aiden because the mic cable was wrong. I'm like, I felt like a hacker. Okay, here it is. And he starts, Christmas time is here, after this. Here it is. Wait.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
He was just like on the street doing, I don't know, bro.
Do you think he took it apart and built it back there?
Yeah.
In his
or rolled it like far down the street?
He's
just
walking
ripping.
Miles.
Actually, yeah. How do you transport that?
Take it on the subway.
Maybe.
We got
some traction on there.
We've seen some weirder things on the subway.
We got some traction on that video and got some people. We got this guy like with a vibe username. He's like something something vibes.
Glavano vibes.
Yes.
Glavano.
But then he didn't know what DCI was, and I was like, oh, but that's like a huge deal for like front ensemble and like
yeah for
vibraphone.
Players.
Yeah, exactly. So you think. It's like,
oh yeah, he said, what is even a DCI? It's okay.
And I was like, wait, hold on. You don't know what DCI is? Hmm. Wait, this was the guy that like commented like 8 times on our video and then was like, ah, this video is kind of mid or something like that. And I was like, funny enough, you commented 8 times on it. So
thanks for the engagement.
I don't know if it's,
I
don't know
like
if it's truly
one of my biggest pet peeves. People being like, oh, this content creator fell off or whatever. Like,
and you're like,
come
why
on
are
now.
You here?
Like,
Man, come on, man.
I guess I'm feeling more broad music hot takes in general. So I have them, but I don't want to just keep yapping, you know?
Well, I mean, Marco.
What's up?
Do you have any general music hot takes? Because if we're fresh out of takes.
Are we fresh out of takes? Have we gone through every single one?
No, I mean, not all. I mean, some of them are like kind of similar to like someone's like French horns belong in jazz.
Mm.
Jazz orchestra, yes. Some Michael Bublé hits, yes. Mm-hmm. They're rad, but you know. Noah's making a face. He's for fuming. All those listening, no.
He's fuming.
Noah's making a face.
And I'm making a face of deep contemplation.
Okay. Fair enough. Give him a chance. But oh, well.
Well, there we go.
There goes the chance.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah. Instant shut. No, it's just like, it's hard because French horn and trombone are so similar in general. And the general thing that I've heard every French horn player always say is like, but our instrument sounds nicer than ours. And in jazz, it just like doesn't matter half the time. So
that's true. I mean, they're not, they can't be as,
There's some things they can be used for, but like as a mainstay in jazz, they don't got the dexterity. I don't know.
They can't be like,
like how?
Like that.
Oh.
I'm going to play that at the beginning of the episode.
Can you play that on the Glock?
I bet that guy in New York can.
Play the lick I did after the KSI song. Just play that every time.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not going to play that
every
time.
That was the lick of a lifetime. You don't understand.
We're so lucky we got that on camera.
I'm never
going
to play that ever again in my life.
We are so lucky we got that on camera.
Yeah, that was
insane. That video did well, too.
I saw that. It was
like 340,000.
People are
going to
think I'm a lot better than I am because I miraculously somehow played that.
This guy's ripping all the time.
I slowed it down. It was like, and I was like, I did that.
Yeah, I don't know what like possessed you in that moment. You
I
heard
don't know.
Us stop playing. KSI really possessed Noah in that moment.
No, I was just like,
we were shocked.
Oh my gosh, we had another take just gone, and I was like, I was trolling, like I was like angrily trolling.
That was a crazy.
I don't
troll.
Understand.
Rage,
yeah.
Lick,
rage.
Dude, I've said this since the
trombone.
Beginning. It is always anger that fuels some solos for trombone. Sometimes I want that person in the very back of the audience. That was
that
always
is like anger
to be as pissed
kind
off
of,
as
yes.
you.
What?
Yes.
From where?
From where?
Deep where down. Does the rage come from? When
I
you're
don't know.
Deep within.
Yeah. Deep within. Clearly. So you're saying every trombone has this pent up rage. That's the
angry.
Only
kind
reason
of.
They can solo.
Maybe. I don't know.
They all do look
no,
a bit
no,
angry.
No, no.
Kind of.
This is very much a me thing. But no. At this concert.
He's like, maybe.
Okay, no. At this concert I was at, my college jazz concert.
Yeah. One of your like 10
no, one
college
of the
jazz
professors
concerts.
Who leads the combos wives was like playing Scrabble on an iPad while someone
on
is performing
iPad?
Like full brightness.
No
and
way.
I was like, that's not gonna fly during my set. I'm gonna do everything I possibly
that's
can to take your attention
from?
Away from like the iPad. So that's what I mean when I say like anger fuels my solos. I just try and put whatever I got into the horn.
Okay. Yeah. No, I like emotion. That. That was like me getting dad's attention today during sound check when the piano wasn't on. I was like, psh, psh. I just started throwing in like choked cymbals because like he wasn't looking at me and nothing was on, but we were going
no,
through the
so
song.
Real.
So it was just like, psh, and like he didn't look and he just kind of like laughed and he just kept singing. And I was like, psh, 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 psh. Oh, as we were going, he's like, what's going on? And I was like, turn on the piano. I still did not turn when I did all that. It was like
that's
it was
very
during
funny.
Praise. I praise in the valley, and it's like
yeah,
just a bunch of
yeah, I'm literally I'm like trying to get his attention.
Just to round off this point, look at my facial expression any solo I do, and try and figure out.
And it's rage. It's filled with rage.
It's like a mix of rage and passion. Those are actually very close to each other. I promise.
Hmm.
Anger and passion are two sides of the same coin.
Okay.
Anyways, back to that's my hot take.
That's,
anger and passion are two sides of the same coin.
My line.
That's the flamingest take I've ever spoken in my life.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Getting philosophical in here.
You wanted hot takes. I'm giving them to you.
Music
no.
is very emotional.
This is true.
It's all the players.
Yes, it is.
Except for Latin rock.
Except Latin rock.
Latin rock, Latin clearly, rock. Apparently.
Doesn't
is
tickle
the
me.
Worst, I guess. Just it's not. We'll have to see. Make sure to drop your Latin rock suggestions in the comments. Because genuinely,
okay,
we
I am genuinely curious.
No, I am curious too.
We probably will after recording.
No, drop your favorite albums curious. In the comments. I love listening to albums. Just drop them in the comments.
Noah is an album listener. Oh, here's a hot take.
Ooh.
that I know what side Noah will be on. But first, let's listen to the rest of the class. If we're talking about like listening through stuff, do you have to listen to it in the intended order in an album or in like just whatever songs you want? Because some people are purists.
In order. 100%.
Tell me more about that.
Most people make their albums, like Tyler, the Creator, very story-like.
Talk to your mic.
It's very, very...
That's my guy.
Intentional.
Yeah, front to bottom, intentional, the way they wrote everything.
You said, like, two, like front to bottom.
Yeah.
Two different directions.
Two different types. But yes, top to bottom albums. Yeah, yeah. No other way, unless you're just listening to one song.
Yeah,
that's okay. But if you're listening to the album, you're not going to listen to, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
You could say this better, probably. Speak for
no,
me.
No, you're saying, you know, it pretty well. I just think some albums are just albums that have songs on them, and some albums are really put together to like. And there's none is better than the other, but like some albums, they take you through a story, and I really love those types of albums, like concept albums or albums, even if it's not specifically concept albums, but songs kind of lead into one another, and it takes you on like a tonal journey.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a valuable thing about albums that we miss now with Spotify and Apple Music and radio. But yeah.
Womp womp.
Womp womp. What do you think, Aiden?
Sometimes I like when the album has a specific order and they transition into each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that's true. That's
it's
true.
Not like a hard break between the songs. They literally...
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You ever listen to Flower Boy?
Idiot.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You ever listen to Flower Boy, Tyler, the Creator?
Yeah, I listen
Every
to Flower
Every single
Boy.
Song transitions into another.
Mm. No, yeah, that's
good.
That or have you ever listened to Hamilton?
Yes.
I don't Every know if single I've listened to all of
music,
Flower
Music
Boy.
To Be Murdered By, too.
Yeah.
Flows together really well.
Dude.
And the first Music to Be Murdered By.
I'm trying to think of an album that does that really well. Oh, The Forever Story really links together super well.
Who's that?
J.I.D.
Mm.
He was featured on M's new album.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Mm.
Dude.
I would say... in terms of albums,
careful, don't pull down the whole thing.
Wait, we've been recording, right?
That would be
no,
really
because well, for our first episode, it stopped after 20 minutes and then died.
Oh,
I know. So
I just realized I might have been breathing in the mic. That's
no.
embarrassing.
I'll just mute you.
Sweet.
The whole
Thank
podcast.
God.
No, I'm just kidding. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. There are some things. There's some albums. Like sometimes I'm like listening to like listen to a song. So then I'm like I really have to care if I'm gonna like listen. Mm-hmm. Album order, but there are some things where it's like you listen album order, specifically musicals, and it's just not. I was so confused. I listened to Beetlejuice, mm-hmm. not knowing I was shuffled.
What?
I was so confused.
That's crazy.
So I was so. I knew nothing about the musical, nothing about the movie. I was like, who are these people? And then like, they're like, oh, I died. Like it played like this. The last song, like third, and they're like, yay, like we're getting married. And then, like, there are these random people, and then they died. But then, like, they're dead mom. Like, and I'm like, what is going on? This musical is crazy.
That's a good way
like,
to listen
to
the
music. Like, it was so weird. And then I finally, like, after, like, I was telling my mom, we both listened to it on separate drives home. And
like, mom loved it, and you
yeah,
were like,
I
don't
like,
understand.
What kind of musical is that? Like, I like some of the songs. And then she's like, no, it's great. And I was like, what was going on? And she's like, well, like this. And I was like, what were you listening to?
That's like listening to Hamilton, then hearing, what's it called? What's the last song?
Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Dies. Yeah, no, seriously. Uh-huh. Like, when people listen to Hamilton on shuffle, I'm like, you're a psychopath.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I'm going to, so... That's my Beetlejuice story. Is I was like, genuinely, I was like, this is the craziest musical I've ever listened to. Because I was just
this
so
is on
lost.
Broadway?
I was like, this
who
was
wanted this?
Thing. Yeah. Who wrote this story?
Who invested in this?
I know. But yeah, so album listening.
Top to bottom.
I love
top
it.
Top to bottom. Front
that's
to
like,
bottom.
Front to bottom.
Especially since sometimes like certain art is made to be experienced in certain ways. And I think it's important to... try and create the way it was meant to be listened to or experienced as much as possible. Like, and that can go for a lot of things, but if we're on music, like I don't just, for some reason, some albums just demand your full attention and some just don't, you know, some function better as backgrounds, which maybe that's by person basis. Like for some reason, I love To Pimp a Butterfly when it's background stuff rather than if I'm focusing super much on it. But other albums, it's like I want to experience every moment.
Mm-hmm.
What about Sgt. Pepper?
Sergeant Pepper? That is not. Actually, I had to do that as a background album.
Beatles. Yeah.
Lonely Hearts Club?
That was like. Is that on it?
I don't know enough.
I thought the album Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club.
Maybe it is.
Album for a paper.
It was for a paper. It was like an extra credit paper, and you had to listen to the whole thing in one go. That was like the assignment. And then you had to like.
It's a good album.
Do an essay. Yeah, I didn't do
the
extra credit.
The name of the album. It's Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club.
Yeah.
Shout out Shondor, because Shondor always
listens
to Beatles.
Shondor!
S-A-N-D-O-R. Shondor was a huge Beatles fan. Yeah, that's why I know all that, too, because of him. Shout out.
Noah, talk in your mic.
Is it really that sensitive?
Well, no. Yeah,
I feel like I'm destroying the listener.
Point it to, like, no.
You can't do it.
Okay.
Point it, like.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're like, so, blah, 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 blah.
Like, you can't.
Shout out to
Shondor. Yeah, exactly.
Blah, blah, blah.
We're just keeping his name.
Gosh.
Okay. Well, I think that wraps it up for our band hot takes episode.
These guys haven't said a single hot take.
I agree with the takes.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of what hot takes should be.
Let's go back. We like Bibbers. We hate Latin rock. We like listening to music top to bottom.
This is going to be the description.
Yeah. Beetlejuice, weird.
Beetlejuice, weird. Weird.
What else?
We also hate jazz.
Yeah. Jazz is superior,
and we hate jazz.
Yeah, trombones carry brass. End of story.
That's true.
Anger and passion. Period.
Yeah, passion and anger, sides of the same something.
That's what it's all about. Passion.
Two
and
sides
anger.
Of the same. You don't.
It's only
do
a good solo if you're angry.
Of course, I know what it means. I was fixing the camera, you bozo. Okay, I think that wraps it up for our hot takes episode. Thank you for listening in to all our listeners who can't see us. Aiden and Marco are wearing Santa hats, so
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays, everybody, to everybody who celebrates all of the holidays. You know, Hanukkah and Christmas are like the same time.
Yeah.
Hanukkah starts on like the 24th or on 25th, which is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That doesn't happen a lot. So that's cool. So happy holidays, everybody. Thanks for listening. I'm going to play us out with this funky track.
Nightmares. Oh, yeah.
Put like the microphone to your ear real quick. So, that's it. That's all it is.
I like that.
See you guys.
That's good.